from Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with the one and only Denise Richards, who talks about that text message that Lisa Rinna sent, if she would ever return to Beverly Hills, and if she regrets her time on the show. Hi, Denise. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. I love this movie. It is so much fun. What made you want to... Yeah, it was so great. What made you want to get involved in it?
I think because for me, it was fun too, like a throwback to a romantic comedy. And it's just feel good. It's uplifting. It's positive. And it was a lot of fun to shoot. We had a good time. I loved my character. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I love a feel-good romantic comedy.
Who doesn't, right? I absolutely love it. Have you ever accidentally found love?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely, it's cliche to say love can happen when you least expect it. Right. But it happened with me with my husband. I wasn't expecting to fall in love when I fell in love with him. So it does happen. And I think that, that's another message too.
Yeah, definitely. This movie has, you know, the main characters do deal with a breakup early on in the movie. How have you dealt with breakups in the past?
It can be very hard to go through a breakup. Mm-hmm. I think that I've always would focus on immersing myself into work, which mm-hmm. is what these two characters do. Mm-hmm. And trying to, forget about the heartache and focusing on work. And I think a lot of people can relate to that and doing that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also what's wonderful too, that the two of them, I love how they accidentally get together and their relationship mm-hmm. forms, because there's no, especially sending each other a text without knowing who they were. Mm-hmm. I love that there's no judgment. There's no preconceived idea of who that person is. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of how, when you would meet someone, back when I started dating, you weren't able to Google who they were and find different things out, whether they were true or not. So I think it's a wonderful message too, is find, really judging them for who they are.
Definitely. And speaking of no judgment, I know that you've been super supportive of your daughter, Sammy, on social media lately. How would you describe your mother-daughter relationship, and why is it so important for you to be so outspoken and supportive of her next adventure?
I think because my parents were always supportive of my career and they didn't judge me for decisions I made when I was working and starting out as an actress. And I think it's important, no matter what my daughters do, to support them, no matter what. I want them to feel empowered, and empowering them as coming into being young women. And that's something that I think is really important and something that I will always support.
Yeah, definitely. Is it true that the two of you are collaborating together?
Yeah, we're going to do a really cool shoot together.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
It's going to be something that's going to be really editorial and beautiful. It's going to be, I'm excited. I haven't done a shoot, I've shot with both my daughters for different magazines, and it's been a long time. So it's going to be fun to be able to do a shoot with her now that she's a little bit older.
Right. Is this why you wanted to join OnlyFans, so you can work together?
I joined OnlyFans because, one, I was not educated in what OnlyFans was at the time. My daughter got a lot of backlash when she signed up, and which I thought was unfair. And I really looked into seeing what OnlyFans is. And I think that it's a brilliant platform. Quite frankly, I think it really empowers the creator to control their content and to own the content, and also communicate with fans in a more dynamic way. And I thought, why not? I mean, I've posted personally pictures of myself on Instagram. And to me, if I posted on OnlyFans, it's like back when we would join fan sites for who we were fans of. And that's what it reminds me of. And I think it's, I actually think it's a really wonderful site. And Once I learned more about it, it was definitely something that I wanted to be a part of.
Yeah, no, it makes total sense. And I know that Charlie seems a little hesitant, but now he's super supportive of the endeavor as well. I know he told us, he said, go get him, Denise. So is it nice to have everybody on board and kind of working together?
I think it's great to be able to support one another and to not have judgment of what something may or may not be. And, you know, there's all different genres and all different people on OnlyFans, just like there are on Instagram and on Twitter and Facebook. We're all on different platforms, and that platform, you know, you have to, it's 18 and above, and you can be your true authentic self, and what one does or agrees with and someone else doesn't, it doesn't matter. You get to be you on there and monetize for yourself and own your content. And you know, I just think it's something also very empowering for to be able to be supportive of it.
Definitely. What I mean, are you and Charlie in a good place co-parenting wise?
I'm always in a good place with him.
Definitely. I know that you haven't been on Housewives for a few years, but you are still a topic of conversation. I miss you on the show.
Thank you.
But I don't know if you watch anymore, but I know that Lisa did say that she texted you. She apologized. Is that true? Did you get that text message?
I did.
And what was that like to get that?
I didn't hear anything outside of that. She did reach out to me and she did apologize. And it meant a lot to me that she did.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. Do you ever see a friendship going forward between the two of you?
I always say never in life. Life is short. We have to be, you know, where we are, especially in our world. I love peace, and I love that people can support one another and get along and all of that. So I am always a big advocate for that.
Yeah, definitely. I was hoping that we would see you on our screens, maybe at Garcelle's birthday party, but what happened?
Garcelle, no, I really did want to be there for her birthday, but I was not able to be there. She knows why I couldn't. Mm-hmm. But you know, it was unfortunate circumstances why I wasn't able to, but she knows everything's great with her and I, and you know, we recently had lunch together. Actually, Sutton was there too.
Oh, very nice.
It's all good with Garcelle and I, and I love and adore her.
Yeah, no, I saw the selfie of the three of you, and I was like, that is a lunch that I would like to be at.
Oh yes, if you could be a fly on the wall at that lunch.
I'm sure. Would you ever return? Is that ever a possibility? And do you ever regret going on the show at all?
I absolutely don't regret going on the show. I really loved working. I say working, but I love the moments that we had, you know, going traveling and dinners and with each other. And there's, you know, a great camaraderie with the womenhood on the show. And that's something that I think is really positive. You know, there's some challenging times that I also experienced, and all the women have at one point or another on the show, but I enjoyed my time on there for sure.
So does that mean maybe a return in the future? Maybe?
Again, I always say never.
Does Aaron miss it at all?
You know, he wasn't on that much.
Right.
So you know, for him, it's different than it is for me.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what was it like, you know, circling back to the movie, what was it like working with Brenda and working with Aaron? It seemed like I talked to Aaron before and he said nothing but positive things, that you were just absolutely amazing. So what was it like kind of working with the two of them?
Thank you. I really enjoyed them right away. We all had a really good chemistry and relationship with each other. And I had so much fun with them. I actually wish our shoot was longer. I would love to work with both of them again. Mm-hmm. We had a good time.
Definitely. And kind of a random question, but we're asking all moms, what do you pack in your kids' lunch boxes? I know the girls, some of the girls are a little bit older. They probably don't pack their lunches anymore, but when they're growing up, what did you kind of pack in their school lunch boxes?
I always did, cut up fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, bottled water, and their favorite sandwich, and then a dessert in there too.
Love it. Gotta sneak in the sweets. Yeah. Definitely. Well, Denise, thank you so much. Congratulations on the movie and everything you have going on. I wish you nothing but the best and have a great summer.
Thank you so much. You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.